despite being held for 5 months behind bars as a prisoner of conscience by Guinean authorities. Namfo Ismail Jabi says he continued his practices in prison. He continued to lead prayers in Mandingo and was able to convert over 20 inmates to his sect before he left prison. He says he's learned a lot about life while being locked up. He says his 5 months behind bars is something he has experienced in his 47 years of life. He says while there, he converted 28 inmates to his way of worship and led them in prayers in Mandingo. He says praying in the language you understand and in one that is different are very different. He was later arrested for praying in his local language and was charged with disturbing the peace and religious sabotage. In a defiant mood, the imam again led this year's congregational prayer in his native language in his compound, which is in Kankan in the east of Guinea, some 600 kilometers from the capital. Dozens of his followers attended the prayer. Namfo decided to build his own mosque after he was banned by the authorities from praying in other mosques and in public places. However, his place of worship was destroyed by angry Muslims who accused him of sacrilege. He described the attack as sabotage and says nothing will discourage him from spreading his religious beliefs in Guinea. Alhaji Fode Kaba is an Islamic cleric and a member of the Guinean Islamic Council. He says Namfo is a shameless and that the government must take action to avoid a possible confrontation between Namfo's followers and what he calls true Muslims. According to the laws of Islam, all Muslims must pray and read verses in the Quran in Arabic because it is believed to be the word of God. But this is the first time in Guinea and in the sub-region that the concept has been openly challenged by a Muslim sect leader. Namfo, as named his order, Jedekolumbaya, which literally means in Mandingo, self-pride. Namfo is a Mandingo scholar, or Nku. Many of the Islamic texts and other books have been translated. But does that mean one should pray in Mandingo? I put this question to Mori Konde, one of the key professors here in Conakry. He says scholars have translated the Quran and Hadith into Mandingo to allow those who do not understand Arabic to read them in local language. He says it's up to the individual to decide whether to use Mandingo while praying, but that is not mandatory. On the streets of Conakry, this is what supporters on both sides have to say. Namfo has right to pray in Mandingo because that's what he understands best and that God hears all languages. Abdullah Bangura says Namfo is not a good Muslim because he do not pray in other languages, so he has to be severely punished. Yakuba Sisi says Namfo wants to sabotage Islam. He says he knows how to read the verses in Quran in Arabic, and if nothing is done to stop Namfo, the situation will get worse. The standoff between the Islamic Religious Council and the government on the one hand, and Namfo Jabi and his followers on the other, are far from over. Both sides claim they are right, as both are claiming to be on the right path. And Namfo says, for him, it's a matter of upholding freedom of conscience in Guinea. For VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.